Welcome back to Giants.com with your special weekend edition of the 2-Minute Drill. I'm John Schmelk. A big game for both the New York Giants and the New York Jets on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. A home game for the Giants. The Giants tied for first at 5-6 with the Washington Redskins. The Jets at 6-5. Right now, just on the outside of the AFC playoff picture, looking in. So both teams desperately need this win to put themselves in a good position to get into the postseason. Some injuries for the Giants to keep your eye on. They will have two questionable players on the offensive line heading into the game on Sunday. Weston Richburg and Marshall Newhouse. We'll see if either guy can play. Newhouse has a back. Richburg has an ankle. It'll be very important against a very good Jets defensive line to have those two guys healthy and on the field. Otherwise, rookie Bobby Hart might have to step in and play a pretty prominent role in the game on Sunday. Now, the Giants are going to want to run the football no matter who's on the offensive line. Offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo knows balance is very important if the Giants want to win on Sunday.
We anticipate going in the game being able to run the ball this week. It's important to us. We need to play with some balance. We don't want to be a throwing team. It's good for our pass game, and playing with balance is the way we want to go.
The Jets have the number one rushing defense in the NFL. They have strong and powerful defensive linemen in Sheldon Richardson, Muhammad Wilkerson, and, of course, first-round draft pick Leonard Williams, not to mention a very fierce linebacking core as well. The Giants want to give their quarterback Eli Manning some help, so he doesn't have to put the entire game on his shoulders, on his arm, and the running game can do just that. One thing to keep in mind with the Jets' defense, Darrelle Revis still not over that concussion, so the Giants might be able to exploit some matchups outside and make some big plays down the field against the Jets, who have the number one red zone defense in the NFL. As for the Giants' defense, they'll be dealing with the Jets' offensive attack that has perhaps the best wide receiver duo that the Giants will face all year in Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo knows Brandon Marshall is a tough player to deal with, but he has a lot of faith in his cornerbacks.
He's a really good football player. Don't get me wrong. He's one of the top in the league. But I think our guys will battle him. We certainly don't want to have a lot of snaps where those guys are all by themselves with a four-man rush. But I think if we can combine a decent pass rush and put somebody over there to help him or have somebody there that has their eye on him, I think we'll be fine.
Marshall and Decker have 17 touchdowns combined between the two players. They are a big reason the Jets are the number one red zone offense in the NFL, along with Chris Ivory. And that's really where it starts for the Jets offense. They like to run the football and pound it. They use play action and go to those wide receivers down the field, working off of that running game. So the Giants will have to stop the run number one, then they have to contain some explosive weapons outside. That's your 2-Minute Drill. I'm John Schmelk. Come out to the MetLife Stadium on Sunday. It is rivalry week here in New York. The Giants and the Jets closes it out. It should be a great game, everybody. Hope to see you on Sunday.